said yesterday in the previous session that the Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa Amri Minkum is like three trees and with many branches and with many leaves. They are connected to each other in order that you will get the shade. Uli al-Amr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to obey them, and there are of two kinds, as we know previously. One kind is those who are on authority for the country as a whole, and those who are on authority for our properties, our country, which I mean that those who are responsible for the whole country means all the citizens. They look after their daily life, they look after the country, they secure it, they make it safety for everyone. And the other are those who are looking after our country, because every one of us has his own country. His body is his country, his body and his soul are his country or her country. And awliya Allah are looking for the safety of every individual country from the enemy that comes from within and from outside. There are two enemies on us, two kinds of enemies, within ourselves and from outside ourselves. And both of them, they are characterized in four different levels: nafs, dunya, hawa, and shaitan. The ego, the bad ego, the dunya, the wealth, desires, bad desires, and the shaitan, the evil power, or the devil. So awliya Allah are always like the country at the border. They are always have army to protect the border, not letting anyone coming in. But that does not mean that inside the country there are not bad people that they are trying to do harm to others. Also awliya Allah, saints, are protecting you from the enemy from outside, and always they are looking at them and trying to hit them, and they are looking within you what kind of the self is trying to follow these four enemies, the soul and the body, in order that they will be able to reach you at any moment. And Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, described that by saying a story about Sultan Abdul Hamid. He said Sultan Abdul Hamid was a very faithful and good king, that at night he used to imitate the way of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, that goes at night looking for those are in need, those are in need for help, or what their citizens are doing at night. So Sultan Abdul Hamid changed his clothes and disguised himself and went out. this shows that these authorities, either physical or the saints, always they don't sleep. They are they sacrifice their rest for our sake. And that's why you have always to listen to them and obey them, not to reject them, because they are looking after you. If you reject them or you argue with them, then they leave you. And that's you to yourself, and you find yourself falling apart. It's not our cleverness or your cleverness that make your things going well. No. You have to see that it is coming from them. Or else if they pull their hand, you fall down. Sayyidina Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, don't eat from that tree. Shaitan came and he told him, eat. He went and ate. He didn't listen to Allah, because Allah wants to show him that if I leave you not supported, you will commit the sin. So authorities, if we say physical authorities, they are not sleeping. They are working hard for the best of the country. Spiritual are working best for their students. If they pull their hands, they are in problem. They are not sleeping day and night. If they see from the murids too much argument and too much questioning, too much doubt, leave him, let him fall. Then he will learn, or she will learn, whatever. So he's giving the story of Sultan Abdul Hamid, and he said that he went out and found three people playing
gambling
with each other. And in between, one of them said, oh, if I was the son-in-law of the king, I wish to be the son-in-law of the king. Immediately, Sultan Abdul Hamid said to those who are accompanying him, write his name and see his address. And Maulana said, don't think that there is no intelligence around you. People are being observed, what they are doing, and that's why you best to do according to the authority and according to the law. Don't think that there is no, police is not seeing you. No, police is seeing you. Police is observing you. So be good. And he put here between two brackets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afu. If you do something wrong, he will forgive you. As Allah mentioned in Holy Quran in many verses, that he is the one who forgive people who repent. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, Allah gave him that power to forgive. If anyone disobey Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's why we are speaking about these two trees now, three trees, ati'u Allah, ati'u Rasul, wa ulil amri minkum. There are three trees. Prophet ﷺ will forgive because he said, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati, my shafa'a for the big sinners. And Allah said, don't lose hope of Allah's forgiveness. Repent. But ulul amr, those who are on authority, they don't. If you do anything against the safety of the country, police immediately come and take you in. Awliyaullah are also, they want to secure your safety. So they don't want you to go into disobedience to them. They leave you. And when they, if they leave you, then you are going to know. If they pull their hands, then you are going to know how much is difficult. So he said, a grand sheikh is saying here that immediately they registered his name. So be careful from Ulul Amr, from those who are on authority. He said, حفظ اللسان من سلامة الإنسان.
To safeguard your tongue is...
To safeguard your tongue is to safeguard yourself. If you cut your tongue, is better. Not cut it physically, but cut it means try not to talk. Every problem is from the tongue. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما معنى الحديث, in the meaning of the hadith, that من ضمن ما بين فكيه وما بين فخذيه ضمنت له الجنة. Whoever
guarantees
what is between his mouth, his jaws, and between his legs, I guarantee for him paradise. So the worst is the tongue, which, because tongue always barking, always arguing, all of us. And that's why they said that if talking from silver, silence from gold. Means always best not to talk. Why to talk? You make yourself into problems. Either you make the authority against you, or you make Awliya Allah against you, or you make Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not happy with you, or make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not happy with you as when you are talking. It's better to talk and say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, Allahu akbar, salawat on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite Quran, talk according to what necessary, or else keep quiet. The second one, because there were three, he said, I like to take the king to make me the minister of treasury, to take as much as I like from his treasures. Whatever I want, I take. I like that. So he's giving here what the ego likes. Means I like wealth. The first one didn't like wealth. He said, I want to get married to the daughter of the king. Means I need to be around that king, are you to be around that happy moment. The other one doesn't care, he looks for money. He wants to take money. The third one, he said, I love to be Sultan Abdul Hamid. He told his people, take their names, bring them next day to me. So he took their names. Next day, bring them. Sultan Abdul Hamid very pure person, he knows, because he was a spiritual emperor. Next morning, he sent the police to get them. When police came to them, they were worried. They didn't do anything. Even they didn't do anything, what they were talking being registered. Means don't talk. They didn't talk against Sultan. It's good, alhamdulillah. They wish to be something. Today people speak against government and against awliyaullah and against everyone else, and sometimes against themselves. They didn't find anyone to fight, they fight themselves. Because we are being molded on anger. That's why Prophet ﷺ said to Abu Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Ya Abu Bakr, Al-Ghadabu Kufrun. Anger is kufr, is disbelief. We are molded like that. So always we are angry. We have to be angry on someone. If not angry on the government, we are angry on awliyaullah. We don't like what they say or what they do. Or we are angry on our families or our children. Then finally, if we have a horse, we beat the horse. We cannot find a horse, we beat ourselves, torturing ourselves. Sultan Abdul Hamid looked, he found the first one who said, I like to be the son-in-law of Sultan, that his heart is clean. Because everyone, Sayyidina Umar went and married daughter of Prophet ﷺ in order to be touching Ahlul Bayt. Because touching Ahlul Bayt, Prophet ﷺ said, who touch the body of Ahlul Bayt enter paradise. In order to show his love to be around that Ahlul Bayt, the family of Prophet ﷺ. So that person didn't want wealth, didn't want anything. He wanted only to be in that presence. He called Shaykh al-Islam and he said, make marriage on my daughter to that man. Allahu Akbar. How much being
honored.
Honored. The second one, he told him, you are happy with the treasure of this dunya that is going to disappear. Never mind, don't worry. Don't make your eye hasad.
Envious. Jealous.
Jealous. Don't look at others, what they have, and try to be like them. If Allah didn't give you, how you are going to be? From wealth or spiritual wealth or physical wealth. So you want treasures? Come. Bring how many you want of big bags. Take him to the treasury department. Take whatever he likes. He filled a bag. He went happy with that money. The third one, he said, and you now, you want to be Sultan Abdul Hamid? Okay. Put him on my chair and tie him. Tie him from right, tie him from left, tie his legs. And he said, look above you. And he looked and he saw a sword, very sharp, hanging on the middle of the head, comes above that chair. There is a sword hanging on the ceiling that goes immediately to the head of in the middle of the chair, which means the middle of the head. He said, that is Sultan Abdul Hamid. You see this sword hanging? Always I'm hanging a sword that is connected with the by the ceiling, mm-hmm. with a very fine thread. Means anything I do wrong, Allah is seeing me and Prophet is seeing me. That thread will break and come on my head, kill me. So you want to be Sultan Abdul Hamid? Now sit here and tie him and don't let him to be out until I say. So the man was looking at the sword, was trembling. And he said to him, you are now, from morning to evening, I'm giving you the choice to stay or to run away. But you all the day you have to sit. If you like it, you sit more. If you don't like it, we leave you at night. He looked and he saw that sword is moving. Any wind come or any little bit air of come, this is shaking and is going to fall. Allah put in his heart ru'b.
Terror.
Terror. Ru'b. Fear. Any moment he's going to hit his head. And he said, oh my son, this is how we are day and night working for the benefit of the country and working to make ourselves safe and our citizens safe from countries who are aggressor or from terrorists who come and attack us. What Maulana wants to say is that authorities, they don't sleep. They are, you are sleeping 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. You move here, you move there, you are not afraid. But authorities are day and night open their eyes for any problem or any terrorist attack. So you have to pray for them. Because they are keeping you safe. Awliyaullah here, the other authority, Awliyaullah are day and night observing what you are doing. How many times we said that Awliyaullah can, if they can hear you when you are sleeping, even they are in east and you are in west, they can hear your movement in your bed from right to left like a thunder. You don't need to tell them if they're looking at you or not. They look and send on you tests to check you when they are in a conference or in a park and they want to check this microphone. What they say? Test, 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 test. Awliya Allah, always they have that microphone sending to you. Test, test, test. Test is not good. Test, they didn't hear it, they raise the volume. Test in order that your body will shake. They don't send, test doesn't give sound. So they look at you, you are not still not shaking. They want you to shake, they want you to break you down. Because when you break down, then they can fix you. Then you surrender, say, I cannot anymore. Finish, I'm running away. Okay, run away, they bring you back. Until that moment to break you down completely, they don't leave you. They like to break you down. How much I saw Grand Sheikh trying, not trying, but testing his followers from Maulana Sheikh Nazim to everyone. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim testing all his followers, everything. Testing you, testing me, testing the other one, testing that sheikh, that one, that khalifa, that representative, that deputy. Doesn't say this one, deputy, this one. Test him. Give him more hardship. We fail. What we can do. In any case, they are saving and they are looking at us. Always they are protecting us. And making that sword means making themselves always awake, aware of any devil or these four enemies that will attack us. Immediately they jump on them to fix it and not let us to be under that difficulty. Allah said in Holy Quran, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم. وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون.
Allah is saying that you want to come against the authority, أولياء الله. Okay, then be strong. وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة. Prepare against your four enemies whatever you have of power. And prepare all kind of struggle, means self-struggle, weapons against your desires. And prepare, get horses in front of the goes in front, usually in front of the army to put fear in the enemies. Get the horses of the body and the soul to be ready to fight these four enemies, nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan. That you are going to put fear in the heart of these enemies whenever they come and try to flip you against Allah and His Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you are like that, then whatever you spent in that way, Allah knows it. And Allah will reward you. So you don't want to destroy yourself. You want to destroy the enemies. That's why prepare. Allah is saying, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Prepare of what you can of power. Today that we don't prepare power against ourselves, we prepare power against others. Might be others are better than you, yourself. So prepare against yourself first. Then when yourself is clean, then you can clean the others. That's why Awliya Allah, they want you to destroy inwardly first yourself, your bad desires, your ego. Then looking, give you authority to look for others, students, in order to bring them to Awliya Allah, to take care of them. And that's why anyone takes bay'ah has to renew his bay'ah when he meets the real sheikh. And that's why we send them back to tell them that Maulana Sheikh Nazim is the head. You go there and take his hand to renew. If he says okay, it's okay, finish. But your duty is sending to the owner of the house. Cannot be the door, or the doorman cannot be the owner. The doorman is a doorman. Bring people through the door. But when they are inside, the owner will take care of what is needed. And we leave it here and we continue next time, inshallah. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq wa hurmatul fatiha. When is it?